My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Jax, let's talk about how to achieve authentic freedom. This is such a powerful, powerful topic because there are times that us as entrepreneurs and, you know, even in corporate, it's hard to be your authentic self. And that does, I think that pushes us down from having the freedom and the lifestyle that we want. I'll let you elaborate on this because you have so much to teach us today and no one better to do it than yourself. So thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'll leave it up to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I would like to start the conversation with defining what is authentic freedom, right? And I love that you brought the topic of being our authentic selves, right? Because I feel like that alone is a whole topic on its own. But right. Authentic freedom, like to me, the way that I define it, the way that I feel it is when I am able to totally operate, to make decisions, to go for the life that I want beyond the programming, beyond what I've been given by society. So never gonna forget, a few years ago, I had this gentleman. He was super successful, 45 years old. He had the wife, the kids, the house, you know, the white picket fence, all that, right? All
the dream.
Right? Yeah, exactly. He had everything and he was feeling so unfulfilled. And, you know, and that's to me is that he told me is like, I fulfill everything like what I've been told, right? What I've been given by society, what I've been given by my parents, right? Very successful in his business. And he was feeling so unfulfilled. And to me, this is again, the epitome of like the opposite of authentic freedom. And authentic freedom to me is like, when you start to create the life beyond all that programming. So to me, the work to get there is when you start to clear the things from your subconscious and especially your unconscious. And the unconscious is, you know, the subconscious is the part that you're like, okay, something is there. Like you're like, okay, subconsciously, let's say I don't feel enough. Subconsciously, I am holding myself back. Subconsciously, I know I can get it, but there is something that is like, there is this fear, right? Okay. So the unconscious is the part that, okay, there is something there on my way, but I don't know what. I don't know what it's, there's a block. I have no idea what it is. Yes.
So even though on the outside, from what it looks like to everyone else, you have the perfect life. You should be so happy. You have accomplished everything like so many people would have dreamed of. How are you still not? What's missing? But you know within, there is something missing. There's a block and I don't even know what it is. That's what you solve.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love
That's
this.
My genius. And then really digging in what I call even, I get to the root. And so to me, it's like, again, talking about authentic freedom, you peel all that and then you start to be and feel your most authentic self. And then all of a sudden it's like, often what I say to people, it's not about the how, it's okay. About the energy behind it, because you might encounter, oh, I still want the house, I still want the cars, I still want the luxury, I still want the experience, right?
Okay.
But now I feel so fulfilled. Now I feel so much joy. Now I'm actually creating my businesses and my life with ease, with peace. And that's one of the things that like every single entrepreneur that I work with is like, they move in such a state of flow, of peace, like drama diminishes big time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what does that look like to them when they are able to? Because I'm sure with the entrepreneur, you work with high achievers. And so the stress levels and, you know, the there could be a lot of frustration in what they do. And maybe they feel overwhelmed constantly, even despite all the success they have and the beautiful white picket fence lifestyle that they created. Now, what is it like for them when they can finally, I guess, first off, Why do we assume that even though everything looks so incredible on the outside, there can be so much damage with, maybe not even damage, there could be still something missing within? Like, is it society? Is it, where does that come from?
There's definitely a big disconnection within ourselves. And that's the real issue.
Okay.
And it's because, I mean, the moment that you're born, right? The moment that you're born, you are programmed by your parents to start with, right? You as a baby, you are pure unconscious, right? Like, it's just your body is just absorbing, and you're absorbing what's around you. And your parents, our parents, were not that conscious, right? We're not like, let's say their mindset was on point, and then our parents, the prior generations, were not in the space of like feeling emotions and see, and okay, don't shove it down, right? Feel emotions, process it, own it, right? And speak your truth, speak what you're feeling, speak your desires. So it was the opposite for our parents, right? So our parents were modeling just by being, not by what they were teaching. They were modeling by their being and our core, right? And so we come and we start to just learn that way, how our parents are being. And so if our parents are repressing their emotions, are like being dishonest with themselves, which is, again, prior generations were big on that, right? Like,
yes,
you don't share what is happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our programming. And so now, and so right there is the disconnection. Right there is the beginning of like, okay, I'm feeling this, but I'm not supposed to feel that. I'm sensing this, like when mom and dad have an argument, right? And you walk into them having an argument and you're like, what's going on? And they're like, nothing. And they pretend that they're happy and all is well, right? You start to, as a baby, as a kid, you're like, okay, I must be off. I must be wrong, right? Like, I was sensing this, but they're saying it's okay. Nothing is happening, right? And so all of that is, you start to disconnect with your natural sense of feeling emotions, of sensing energy, right? Of like noticing the thoughts and the faces. And so, and then that's your programming. That's like, again, the muscle is getting trained that way, the muscle of the subconscious, right? And so you come here now and you are operating, like you come here now as an adult, right? And a successful entrepreneur, like you're operating how you were in train as a kid. And so, wow. Yeah. And in
that
my
program. Yeah. So tell us, yeah, next thing, tell us, how do you deprogram that subconscious to achieve everything you desire without that feeling of there's something missing?
Yeah.
You're the expert in that area. And I cannot wait to see how, like how you go about doing it and techniques and takeaways.
Yeah. So there are, I love guiding my clients into just breathing and noticing. And one of the, I'm going to say the very first thing that I invite them to is becoming honest with themselves. Because without honesty, without what I call, I don't even call it honesty, really, intimacy, into me, I see.
Hey, that is incredible. Because I never, oh my gosh, how have I heard that word a million times and not break it up like that? Intimacy, into me, I see. That is literally incredible. Thank you for that. I don't know how I went my entire life without looking at that word that way. Whoa. You're incredible.
and that is the key. The key. Thank like why we have like fear, right? Like, I know all my clients and the people listening, you do the work, you're like mastering your inner game, mindset and whatnot. But often, to go to that next level, you need to go deeper and you really need to connect again to have that life, and not in terms of like all the doing, because you have that success out there, right? It's that inner peace, that joy, that infinite like bliss, right? It's like you need to really connect with yourself. And often the block right there is that I'm afraid, I'm experiencing fear. And then like what I have encountered is that often people, like, you start to feel to face the layers of judgment, right? You're judging yourself.
From yourself. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You're judging yourself. Like you think you're not enough. Well, I should be getting it because I'm successful. I should know this, right? Like I'm a leader and I'm this, and but I'm not. I'm still feeling this way. I'm still feeling like something is missing, right? What's wrong with me? And so, and so often what I've encountered is this fear that comes from judgment. And they think, right, that there is something wrong, right? Subconsciously, you think there's something wrong. But that is only a layer that has been given, and that's not your authentic truth. And so this is why what I invite, okay, is start to be curious about yourself. Again, intimacy. Into me, I see, right? Be just curious. I wonder what's here. I wonder what is present. And just notice, and instead of seeing yourself, okay, like there must be something wrong, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling, you know, frustrated. I wonder why, right? And so when you start to create a space of intimacy, imagine again, we're so used to seeing intimacy with others and not with ourselves, right? So in the same way that you would offer to someone a space where you listen to them, right? You start to offer that to yourself. Okay, let's see what's here. And just be very gentle and very loving with yourself. And that's the space that the subconscious starts to get revealed. And this is where I guide my clients, and my gift is really to seeing what's at the root of what's causing them, the traumas, the experiences, the beliefs, right? And so I guide them to see, and very, very, when there's so much, I'm gonna say ease and love, and there is no judgment, it just comes out naturally. And then really easily, we start to release it with breath. We start to release it from all their consciousness, their subconscious, their unconscious. And then that's when they start to experience the authentic freedom.
This is absolutely incredible. Into me, I see. Being curious about yourself, really peeling the onion and getting to know where the root of this fear is coming from. Now, I wish we could go further and go even deeper, but I'm going to have to get you on another episode soon again, Magix. Now, I want to give you enough time and space to still take the stage and talk about what you have coming up that you'd like to, you know, do your call to action with my listeners. You have some incredible things happening. So I just want to make sure we have enough time, even though I want to go deeper into the topic. We'll do that next time, but I got to give you enough time to go ahead and share all the incredible things that you have to offer to my listeners today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for that. I would love to invite all the listeners. I have always live events happening. So join me, because in the events, like, for example, the next one coming is collapsing timelines. I'm going to go into the whole concept of timelines and how, why they're useful for you to sense in your timelines, how that would eliminate a lot of stress, drama, you know, and fear, and how it supports you in making really great decisions. I have so many things, the power of love and how that is going to amplify your impact in the world. There's always a new event coming up. So I invite you, I really love for you to join me in that event, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get to the root and become more free.
Thank you so much today for coming on and sharing everything that we often don't look at. We push and repress everything that we're feeling. And even though on the outside it might look like we're doing fantastic, that's not necessarily the truth. And I just thank you for coming on today to speak to those going through that, because it is so much more common than we actually see from the surface level, right? So thank you so much for everything today, Magix. And, you know, what is the best way, one more time, to connect with you if anyone listening is ready to reach out, like right now?
Right now, magixmahalel.com. Join me in the website, there's a contact form right there. You can find me in social media and message me. A lot of people, like, right, they see me, they feel like I'm the person, because I do get a lot of people that have tried many things. And again, they're still with that feeling and what I call trapped in the never ending healing loop. And just like in a short amount of time, 6 months, we get them into their best life. You know, so Magix Mahalel, find me in social media, message me directly, check out my website, and let's do it.
That's amazing. And for those of you listening that are, you know, you've tried so many different things, you've gone on the retreat in the most beautiful places, and there's still something missing, you've tried everything, this is the person you reach out to. She knows what she's doing. She's making incredible things happen. So thank you so much, Majix. And group, if you're listening and enjoy, please like and subscribe. If you're 6, 7, 8, or 9 figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show just like Majix did today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thank you so much, guys. Catch you on the next episode.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's 3 ways I can help you in your business for free. 1, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. 2, if you're a 6 or a 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then 3, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.